everybody. This is WTBR's, I forgot where I was. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. And I am Bill Sturgeon, or last I knew. I'm always honored and privileged to have this guy on. I think the world of him for a lot of reasons, some of which you'll find out today. His name is Timothy Shagrew. He is the district attorney of Berkshire County, all of Berkshire County. And you'll hear more about that. He's really involved not only as a prosecutor, but also as a crime preventer. There's a lot of programs so that and for people that if they get involved with the criminal, it's not their life. It's a one-time shot with rehabilitation and all kinds of stuff. So he's a really good guy. And with him is Stacy Parsons, and she's new to the job, but her new job, she's been with the DA, but she's now the community outreach lady. So without further ado, foie gras or soup du jour, we're going to start today. District Attorney Shagrew, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Bill? It's nice to see you. Happy New Year. You know, it's the first time we've been on in 2025. Yeah. You know, we've been doing this now 2 years. So, and most of the time we talk about, you know, the amount of things that are happening in the community. We kind of fill the community in. But yeah. What's going on in the courthouse? What's going on in the courtroom? And you and I have had these conversations because my tact that we go after any of the high-dealing criminal activities that are going on. We prosecute to those the fullest extent of the law. We have two courts, the Superior Court and the District Court. Superior Court handles most of the bad felonies that we're doing. As you know, we got a murder trial going on right now. But we also have our district court, which is the court of hope and a court where people that normally wouldn't find themselves in the criminal justice system, that may find themselves in trouble in the court. And that's a court where we try to work with rehabilitation. We try to work with getting people off addictions and working with mental health issues. But what a lot of people don't know, and you and I have talked about this, is the amount of community outreach that we do that we've established in the last 2 years. I can tell you, Bill, and I'm very proud of this, is that in the first year, we've got $660,000 in state and federal grants. In 2023, 2024, we had 550. So there we are, about 11, over $1,100,000 worth of money. This year in 2025, it's only the beginning part of January, and we've already received $287,000 in state and federal grants. Now that money goes right back to the community. Yeah. Doesn't go to my office. It goes to programming that's happening in Berkshire County. We do the grant writing. We get the money associated, gets put to my office, and then I use it in the community to prevent crimes. It's a lot of money, but we reinvested in that, and we're doing a lot of work in the schools. For example, I sent you sort of a list of some of the things that we did. You know, right now we've got our middle school internet safety program that's going on, which is a partnership between our office and the Berkshire County Children's Advocacy Center. I know you recently had on Brian Burkle, who's a former state trooper who now is working at the Kids Place and also does work for us. And you know, the Kids Place is my baby as the founder.
Yes, it is. Just interrupt for a minute.
Go ahead, Bill.
I'm an old guy, been around the system over 50 years. I started when I was 14 months old. but there was a big gap in the system for child abuse, prosecution. I was myself and Dick Henault and Tom Giro. We were the first guys to go through a specialized training to interview abused children and put on by, at that point in time, the Mass Criminal Justice Training Council. And what's happened is a District Attorney Shagrew, a guy by the name of Joe Kylis, and some others got together and realized, wait a minute, we can't be prancing these kids in and out of the very old and cold Pittsfield police station. That's a push to get a new one. So they started on their own with their own shekels until they could get funding, Kids Place.
It's over 30 years now.
30, yeah, you could have gone all day without saying that, but it is over 30 years. Just adds another 30 to my already 50. So, but seriously, what a difference it makes for interviewing. And I've since then have done a lot more work with violent youthful offenders. I'm going to say anecdotally, 75 to 85% of them have been abused in some way or another.
Absolutely. We had to break the cycle. That was the whole idea of it. And you know, we were doing two things with that. One is to make the cases go much smoother for children and reduce the trauma they have to testify and their families. The other was to, you know, treat them appropriately when they're going through the process. But also was to end the cycle and let people know and get treatment for young kids that had been abused, so the cycle is broken and they don't become abusers, you know, because of the learned behavior. So we worked very closely with getting therapists and doctors to be involved in the program. And like I said, we actually incorporated 33 years ago, but the 2025 will mark the 30th year that they've been in operation. So yeah. Incorporated 33 years ago, it's 30 years that it has been running. So now we're expanding the program. That's what I was talking about with this middle school programming. Now with the kids' place, now we're doing a safety program regarding internet. So we're expanding it. And so now we're working with the middle school kids, with the kids' place, to help on internet safety, because that's a real issue. One of the things, I don't know if you've noticed it, you've probably seen, if you pay attention to what's been happening in the courts, and what's been happening with arrests, we have caught a significant amount of what I call the catcher predators. People that are coming in and they actually turn out to be stings. They're actually police officers, but they're making these calls and they think children, and they're showing up here to come and molest and abuse our children. And they end up running into a state trooper in a sort of a situation where they all get placed under arrest. And we've had a slew of those, yes. But it's part of the internet safety program. It's also teaching the kids to help themselves out. So that's a tremendous program. I'm sure that Brian has talked to you with that. But at the same time, we're also doing a parent internet safety program that we're running, which is between us and the kids' place, which is based upon the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children. Oops, I lost something there on you. Hang on one second. There we go. So we've worked with the partnership program with that. And that's one of the many, many programs that we're doing. We've also got community programming that we've worked on. We've strengthened response to human trafficking. This is a community training that we did. Hosted by my office and my Life, My Choices program. And we educate the community partners about what are the markers of human trafficking and what measures do we address to deal with suspected human trafficking. And we did it at the Big Center, which, by the way, is a wonderful facility. And we had our training facility. We had our training and community program there. We also did the Project Safe Childhood program. These are all new programs, Bill, that we've developed in the last 2 years. And that was a school-based internet safety program. That's with the FBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and the local law enforcement. I brought in all these partners back into the Berkshires.
Right.
They hadn't been involved with them until 2023 when I first became sworn in and became the DA. I brought all these partners in, and most of the individuals, even though they work in Springfield, that they are residents of Berkshire County. So we're now using the U.S. Attorney's Office, the FBI, the Postal Service, Homeland Security, all these other agencies to fight the crime here and also to do crime prevention, because they also helped me do the United Against Hate program that I ran, which is community training, community surrounding addressing hate crimes in our community. Because I noticed that my first 6 months, we had a lot of anti-gay and anti-Semitic language was happening. Schools. So we addressed the program with that, and we have been hosting a partnership with the U.S. Attorney's Office and local law enforcement regarding the United Against Hate Crimes, and that has been very successful as well. We still have to continue to do that because hate crimes are a big issue in our community. I worked with various federal organizations to deal with that. I worked with the ACLU. We've worked with other organizations regarding how do we address that. We've worked with the Berkshire Jewish Federation, so with DARA, see if we can, we worked with them to try to get these, people feel safer in the community. We've also did the elder justice training, and I'm proud about that. Is that the DPPC, the Disabled Persons Commission in Boston, they invested $25,000 for us in our office and our local police departments to train adult forensic interviewers. And that was a 40-hour class that they paid the cost for, which was an additional $25,000 above and beyond the million plus that we've received in grants. So we're using that to try to get the elder abuse stuff and give an opportunity, because we're seeing the frauds, Bill. You know, you and I talked about it on one of the shows. We talked about that. What we didn't talk about is the preventive programs that I'm running.
How about the one right now, Mr. DA? What about the one right now? I stumbled on it. I went to Paul Mark, about the registry, say, or fare pass. You owe
$6. Yeah, toll booths, yeah.
Yeah, all they want is your information. So I opened it to see, and then once I saw that, I dismissed it, deleted it.
They're the right thing. Don't go on those things. They're trying to yeah. grab data. A common one too is the one where people they'll call and your computer will get it says you've got a virus when you really don't. And,
right.
And if you look at the IP address, there's like one little skewer that's off.
Yeah.
But it won't be going to them. So what they do is you'll go on that to supposedly have them fix your computer. They will wipe out your bank accounts. So we tell people, nobody does that. You call your own computer people. No one's saying that through that. We also have people saying they're from the Postal Service or they're from the Sheriff's Office. We're going to arrest you if you don't turn in this money. That's not true. Nobody requests money over the air. So we do those education programs, but we've also partnered with the federal authorities to prosecute those cases and help with that. So it's preventive and it's also prosecution at the same time, because that's what I've been preaching about for 2 years. And that's where we're seeing the changes. But there's just so many more of those programs. The labor trafficking program in Massachusetts that we've established, investigating and prosecuting labor trafficking. We had a case down in South County where we had some immigrants that were down there that people were trafficking the children to build these tiny houses. And so we had an investigation into that and we're trying to prosecute that. And then we saw people take these people away, the immigrants, and we were unfortunately not able to prosecute because people were afraid. They're afraid of law enforcement. And so we're building that bridge between the immigrant population that are here legally, that are here, that want to work, but they're still afraid of law enforcement because of the country they came from. So there's those initiatives. So, you know,
I just have to say, just for a moment, for people tuning, this is District Attorney Timothy Shagrew with Stacy Parsons, who was his new outreach lady. So we'll get her phone number in case you want to contact her. And I feel committed to say this, and a lot of people think I should be committed. So, but this DA during the election got kind of a raw deal. And I try to say it at every show. He spent years defending people. He hasn't always been a prosecutor. So are you listening to the, look at the, who, a page, both sides of a page cost me a fortune for markers and paper. And this is a very no budget show. He's as much to prevent as he is to prosecute. If you do something, you're going to get, there's no free lunch. But he will bust his butt and have all kinds of programs, one, to prevent you from running astray, but two, if you do, to get the help you need. So that's why I have him on. I hope you take this as a compliment, sir.
People don't understand what the DA does a lot of times, and that's we always run into that, especially during the election time, because it's really a position that is a funny to have elected, because there are so many things that we do. Not just are we in the courtroom every single day prosecuting these crimes, doing these investigations, dealing with death by suicide, dealing by unattended deaths. There's just so many aspects that we have to deal with. But on top of that, I really feel it's so important because I grew up in the Berkshires and I love the Berkshires. And I think it's important that we give back to the community and we try to do preventive work as well as our prosecutions. Oh, I'm holding people very accountable that they come here from New York City or Albany or Springfield, and then they come here and bring guns and drugs. We're going to prosecute them and we're going to hold them. But people that are in the throes of addiction, that have other problems, that we're working with them. But on top of that, we're also working with our youth, which are our future of our community. You know, they take up 40% of our population, but they're 100% of our future. We're working with the local kids, right, trying to get them countywide from South County to North County, and obviously in Central Berkshire. We're trying to get our kids on a great path and give them some programming that they can do to keep them off the streets and keep them busy, involved with activities, whether it's theater, whether it's the arts, whether it's sports. But try to give them some availability and some chances in life. Because, you know, and I go and speak in the DAMP programs, I tell all the kids all the time, you're our future. And the thing about you is that you can do anything you want in the world. We've had astronauts from Pittsfield. We've had ball players, professional ball players, Plumbers, electricians, lawyers, doctors. Read
Doctors,
people that want. Berkshire County gives you that opportunity. So we have to take advantage of that. And we got to make sure that we're giving our kids the best tools to go forward. And so that's why programming is very, very important with us. You know, and at the same time, too, it's not just the kids. We're also dealing with some of the things that our adults are seeing. The elder abuse fraud, dealing with those. Dealing with domestic violence and educating the public on what domestic violence is and how people, why they go back into a dangerous situation. We're dealing with that. We train on that all the time.
Yeah.
And most importantly, you and I talk about this all the time, the organized retail crime. We have taken a big bite out of crime, to take the little expression, when it comes down to organized retail crime, because, you know, for 4 years, people just walk into a store and steal what they want. You can't do that anymore, because there's one word on our door. It's accountability. I'm accountable to you. Everybody, that if you get in trouble and breaking the law, you're going to be accountable for your actions. So whether it means that it's incarceration, whether it means just that you need some help and treatment and you need to get off drugs, we'll help you with that. But you have to have a plan to go forward to be a productive member of our community. I want to make sure my job is public safety. I want to make sure you and your wonderful wife can go out to dinner or walk downtown in the middle of the summertime and not feel like that's not safe for you. Berkshire County is a very safe, bucolic community. Yeah. I want to keep it that way. I want to make sure that we keep the guns and the drugs out. Because let me tell you, I started in Springfield prosecuting in 1986. I saw, unfortunately, and it was a beautiful city to live in at that time.
Yeah.
I saw that the rate of murders that are coming out of there now, or I think it was 40 murders in Springfield last year, is just astronomical. So I don't want that to happen to our county. I'm not going to let that happen to our county. So we are working. And these people, Stacy's out everywhere. I mean, barely take their vacation time, barely take their right. personal time. They're out working in our community all the time for the Berkshire DA's office, not for me, for the Berkshire DA's office, because we're here to help the public be safe and as a team, not one person, not five people. There are 60 employees here and 15 state troopers. These are the 75 people that are working so hard. We just saw it last weekend down in South County when we had the honorary Michael Silver's golf tournament. I was proud to be part of that. And we saw the 1,000 people in our community turn out to support a fallen police officer and have, at the same time, the community having fun, my staff having fun, our police officers playing hockey against the Boston Bruins alumni. These are the things that people don't realize. We play softball against Pennsylvania Police and North Adams Police and other police departments in the summertime. These are things that gets the community out to see we're with you. We support you. We care about what's happening in your community. We want to hear from you. We want to know if you've got problems in. That's why I'm at the West Side Legends every year. I like Toby Jackson's program to do it over there. You know, we go to those all the time. It's important for everybody to see your DA caring about your community, caring about your public, caring about your neighborhoods. And again, that's why we have Stacy doing the amount of work that she does. And I can't even get the people to take a day off. That's how hard they work. It's tireless, but it's rewarding. You know, Stacy, you can tell some of the things that what you.
Yeah. Well, what I like too is you are bringing people. All kinds of people, you and Stacy and your whole team are bringing people into the DA's office, familiarity with the DA's office. And I have to say,
we bring high school kids in, we bring junior high school kids, they come into the. We bring them to the courthouse. We bring them into the courtroom. We've also brought in a lot of Spanish-speaking programs within the community for our. We have a very big Latino community in the Berkshires and from South County and North County, and we're bringing these people in to help. And we've translated everything to some of our papers, our brochures, whatnot, into Spanish-speaking, because they sometimes are victims of our crimes. So we're making sure that we are trying to help that part of the community as well. We have a tremendously big, very popular Latino community that are making all these beautiful restaurants and working really hard in our community. Yeah. We want to support them. So they're part of us, and we're welcoming them. So there's a lot of that going on as well. So you're right. We do bring people in. We're bringing whether it's kids or whether it's adults, whether it's the elderly, we're bringing people in so that they understand what we do and what can we help you with. Because remember, my campaign slogan was "Should Groom for You," and we're showing that we are giving what you need. You ask us for something, we're trying to get that. We said we'd be here for you, and for 2 years we have been here for you. We'll continue to do so because we're just starting. 2 years went by fast. You and I have been talking for 2 years, and it flew right by. And we've done a lot, and there's much more we can tell you about. We may not get to all of it today, but there's a lot more program that we're doing.
I said to the DA when he sent me this list of things that they've initiated, we'd need three programs to cover this.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But I have to say this to you too. As I worked for about 8 years, volunteered for two, and then worked for six with UCP. And I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you, because some of our handicapped people in this world, they've got so many things to deal with, and they're victimized.
They are.
And I mentioned this to District Attorney Shugrue way back. He already is. He's got programs to do that, working, helping the handicapped. They're so vulnerable. Some of them are as vulnerable as children.
And that's why you need specialization, Bill.
Yeah.
We had to get people trained. How do you interview disabled persons that are adults, and how do you help them navigate the system? Just like we did with children. They're special victims. That's why we have a special victims unit.
Yeah.
These people, they need, and we need to understand language. We need to understand how they're vocalizing the concerns they have and how they're victims of crime, and give them the support mechanism. I have a tremendous victim witness program that are there for all these people when they are victims of crime. And I'm very proud of Jane Peirce, who, by the way, her first year underneath me, won the state award for the director of victim witness program, if you might remember that. Yeah, she was named the top victim witness advocate in the state of Massachusetts. And that's I'm pretty proud of that from the Berkshires, because we're going up against Boston and Cape Cod and North Shore. And here we are out of Berkshire County. We got the top-notch victim witness director in the state of Massachusetts.
The other piece that you've brought is a team approach.
Right.
You're not God. You're part of the team. You may be the quarterback, and we know how important that is, as the Patriots have found out. Why did you say that? You can't control. But seriously, that's what I'm hearing from a lot, even law enforcement, but outside of law enforcement. It appears Shugrue's building a team where they're working, pulling the wagon in the same direction. Yes, he is. But he's pulling a lot of wagons, not just a prosecution wagon. And by the way, you got prosecutors that I've interviewed a couple, they're top notch. I mean,
yeah, that first is just Marianne Shelley, and the second is Kelly. These are tremendous women who've been in this system for a long time, who bring quality to the courthouse. I'm really proud of in the courtroom, getting off community engagement.
Yeah.
In the courtroom, we have brought a first-rate law firm and lawyers to the prosecution team, and these trials are going. They're professional, they're well-run, they're very well-trained. I can talk a little bit later about the amount of trainings that I've invested in all these lawyers, nationwide trainings, and I also brought local trainings in for law enforcement from the FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office as well. So we're training our local police departments, training them on diversity and civility as well. All aspects of it the community needs to know about, but they're being trained on all these things on a national level. And so you're getting a great law firm here for the Commonwealth, for the county. But it's also, it's very important to say, it doesn't work without the partnership with the sheriff's office, with the police departments, the great relationship with the chiefs of police, obviously Pittsfield and North Adams. We have two great chiefs of police in Great Barrington. With Paul Storti, and obviously Tommy Daly in Pittsfield, and Mark Daniels in North Adams, we're partnering with them. But this is probably the first time where the mayor and other select boards and everybody working together on the same page with the sheriff and myself and the mayor's Mayor Maxey up here up in North Adams. So we're doing a good job as a community, not just as his office, as a community working
exactly.
So, you know, and that's what makes a big difference. You can't get things done. If, you're right. Everybody pulling in different directions. I feel there's a vision going forward that all these players have bought into and believe in that. And that's really, it's not even a quarterback, it was more of a coach. You know, we're sort of, I'm pulling in the other aspects from other agencies and they're pulling me in. And we're partnering with them. And it's just very, very important. But I do want to give Stacey an opportunity to talk.
Yes, Stacey, jump in here.
Because you know me, I just talk too much.
Well, he and I, yeah. Stacey, join in plus A. You're take this as a real cut. You're much better looking than either one of us. So.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I also, you know, thank you for bringing up the team approach. And I really, as I was sitting and listening to you, who are clearly old friends,
talking well, about that. I don't know about that. We're old.
you know, we have been doing a lot of the outreach to the schools. That was definitely one of the things both DA and Julie had really looked to get that back much more robust. And as much as we've accomplished, and I know we've sent over a list of all the things that we've done, our calendar moving forward is just as busy, if not busier. So we are out, you know, doing our programming and inviting people in. We have been incredibly lucky to have some wonderful interns. So we're also bringing some folks on board. We have a fantastic Williams intern right now with us. But being able to offer some internships for undergraduate students, graduate students, really being able to get help people understand what this office does. And it has also been wonderful to bring some of our staff out into the community to participate on panels. One of our victim witness advocates just did a fantastic job at a law enforcement panel that we were doing at Wakona. Kelly Kemp presented at our opioid summit. So we've had also the opportunity as part of community engagement is to bring our staff out and to talk about their expertise. So the head of our child abuse unit is coming out and helping with a mandated reporter series, but also partnering in with the work we're doing with, you know, Brian and Haley and Kids Place, coming out to do our parent presentations. So, you know, we're working with our triads in the sheriff's department. So our staff is out on a very regular basis. Having conversations and being part of community, and everybody in the office also does community service as part of their roles.
Right.
So everyone is getting a chance to see, you know, not just in a work related capacity, but get to know the community in a different way.
Yeah, we have mandatory, you got to put in 4 hours of community engagement during the year. I find most of the people are putting in more like 20 hours of it, but we got 75 people that are doing that. So you divide that even 4 hours by multiplied by 75. That means a lot of everybody here has to give back. You got to give back to your community because we are here for the citizens and the residents of Berkshire County. So my staff needs to be out there letting them know what we're doing and the preventive work that we are and making sure we're asking questions in these communities. What's happening? Where do you need help? And we facilitate that information you know, back into our office to figure out where are the hot spots. You know, I used some of the money the last two summers. I think I had $50,000 state and federal grants that I used each summer with state police patrols in the marginalized community in the west side of Pittsfield and in other areas, other what I consider high risk areas throughout the county in North Adams and in Great Barrington. Yeah. So we had those patrols around there so that the community could see them and that they're there. And they're not just in the cars, they're out on the bikes, they're on the feet.
Yeah.
So they're boots on the ground, so to speak. So we've invested in money into the community with that. And again, that's just one of the many things that we're doing. And that's a minor one. You know, we've done three programs. We've worked with Roots Rising and dealing with at least one third of those kids.
Excellent organization.
They are.
Excellent organization.
One of those, one third of those students that come in here are at risk youth. Yeah. And so we're making sure we're reaching out. And I'm proud about the fact that we're not just trying to get kids that go into juvenile court. We're looking for kids that are in high school or junior high school that may be falling into the wrong path. We're trying to kill those kids before they get to the juvenile court, before there's a crime, before they're taking that peer pressure and taking the next step. We're working hard with them to try to get them into programming that keeps them busy and identifying at-risk youth early and helping them with the tools they need because kids need the tools. You know,
we're going to take a quick break. Please stay tuned. There's a lot more that we want to talk about. There's a lot more I want you to know about how operationally functional the DA's office is. They don't wait for somebody to get arrested and prosecute. They're out there prevention, involvement, team building, education, communication. So he's only been in office 2 years. I made a commitment to him when he got in. He'd have an opportunity to be on this program once a month. And I do not regret that, because every show I get massive feedback on. Oh, I didn't know that was going. Oh, I didn't know. So thank you for coming on. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. And we will be having breaking news about how we are expanding very, very soon. I can't let the cat out of the bag, but you'll be happy, especially you people in South County. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield. 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
We all know WTBR is great to listen to on 89.7 FM, but did you know that you can listen to WTBR just about anywhere? We've got a web stream, and it's easy to use. Go to WTBRFM.com on your computer and click play. You can use the TuneIn app on your smartphone and connect it to your car's sound system. Or you can use your smart speaker. Just say, "Alexa, play WTBRFM," and there's your community radio station. WTBR, for the love of radio.
Some news outlets tell you what to believe, and they limit your access to the whole story. Some of them are just plain ugly and mean. Social media is filled with rumors, misinformation, personal attacks. Where locally can you get the whole story, unfiltered, so that you can make informed decisions at the ballot box? There's really only one place. It's on PCTV. On cable, on the PCTV Select app, and at pittsfieldtv.org. The whole story since 1986. PCTV. See it all and decide for yourself.
Join us for Up on Taconic, a weekly show that explores the world of Taconic High School, from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. Explore the world with conversations including the culinary arts and other CTE programs. Hear students and teachers discuss the importance of reading, and also take a look at the vibrant arts culture in the school and much, much more. Join us every Monday at 6 p.m. for these lively discussions right here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass, now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. The people you see sitting there, they are people who are just taking very good care of us. The good-looking guy is Timothy Shigrew, with hair. And the really wonderful lady is Stacy Parsons. Stacy's now the outreach director for the DA's office. And I have to tell you, and I always mess this up, but this guy sends me this thing. It's like 15, it's two pages, but there's 27 issues he wanted to talk about in one show. So we're going to make this a long, ongoing process. But what he's done is he's opened the window, I guess, to the DA's office. We're just talking off air. It was always such a sterile place. Even when I was a cop, I mean, I was always uncomfortable in there. He's made it comfortable. Plus, he's brought it out. He's opened the door, opened the windows. They're in North Adams. They're in Greenfield. They're everywhere. So, and they're doing great things. Plus, he's ready, and he'll tell you about the money. We'll repeat that. But he's also brought in all the federal agencies who I'm trying to be kind. So who previously kind of shunned, or they were shunned, is probably
right.
Yes. I think that's safe to say.
Yeah, I mean, when I first came in the first month, they reached out to me. I reached out to them. They hadn't been in a relationship in the previous 4 years. So with the U.S. Attorney's Office, with Homeland Security, with Postal Services, Postal Inspector, ATF, FBI, U.S. Attorney's Office. So I right off the bat, I had a meeting with all those partners, along with Pittsfield Police and my detective and the state police. And we came up back then. It was like 3 weeks into my term. And we made a pact that we're going to, you know, work together. A lot of these individuals who are the leaders in those organizations in Springfield all live in the Berkshires. And we agreed that we weren't having any issues. We were going to work together. And so whatever turf wars existed were eliminated in the first 3 weeks. And the sheriff's office as well. The sheriff's office did not have a good relationship with the prior.
We brought
them on. And they're a tremendous resource. The sheriff bullet does a great job. So I'm very pleased with the response I've gotten. And since that time, I have partnered with the U.S. Attorney's Office and Josh Levy out of Boston. And they have helped us a lot with trainings. They've helped us a lot with educating the public. They've also helped us a lot with prosecutions that are beyond our financial capabilities. Some of these bigger cases that require more work outside of the county, and we're able to bring them in so we can prosecute all the crimes that are taking place in the Berkshires. So it's been a very good partnership. We work well together, and I'm happy about that. So it's just been a good relationship, and it needs to work that way. You mentioned in the beginning, you got to have relationships and partners with everybody. I believe in a vision. I believe in optimism. I believe in trying to get something, and it doesn't help just talking negatively. And sometimes that's what happens in the Berkshires. You hear people say, we're never going to do this, we're never going to do that. No, we can do it. I proved that with the kids' place because people told me I would never get that off the ground. I did. You know, people have said we wouldn't get these into this addiction issue. We wouldn't be able to tackle the things that we're tackling, the guns and the drugs. We're doing that. And I think that things are succeeding. But you have to be optimistic. You can't be negative. You got to go forward. And I'm finding optimism through all the other leaders in the county. And with that, the public benefits so immensely. And Stacey sees it all the time. With the partnerships that exist out there, the Stonemate silos that existed, that we're all doing this good work, but we're connected. We're connecting those programs back. And I think that their outlook has been very optimistic. And they feel that there's hope. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. I think coming into this role in the beginning of the summer, July 1, people were very excited for the opportunity and to figure out how we could better collaborate. So with my juvenile work, it's not, you know, it's the preventative work with our partners, you know, 18 Degrees, you know, Roots Teen Center, you know, adult education programs, really spanning the county of, as the DA says, you know, being everywhere. But also really deepening our relationship, working with the Brain Center, working very collaboratively with DCF, juvenile probation,
virtual health systems,
you know, really being able to deepen those partnerships and then really be intentional and strategic about connecting young people, either if they're involved with juvenile court or who are at risk, with some of those programs and really maximizing how we're, you know, connecting and utilizing the great resources we already have available.
And for people who don't know, and some of them really don't, D.A. Shugrue has been on both sides of the aisle. He was a prosecutor, and then he was a defense attorney. And here's what I attribute those years of him being a defense attorney, grooming him for this project, the DA's office, because it's just not hammer, hammer, hammer. It's prevent, hammer if you need to, hammer if you need to, prevent, prevent, get involved with the community, not be in this castle. That's just
me. And it helps, quite frankly, it helps having a general legal background anyway, because we run into different things all the time from my private practice, whether it relates to probate and family court, issues, other parts of the law that do interact with the DA's office. It's nice to have that knowledge that I can, impute upon the rest of the office from that. And it's also, it's important to have both sides. It is an advantage for us to know, I know which way defense is going to raise their defenses during trials. And we can, because I've been on that side. And so I have that knowledge. So I've prosecuted. So I've had that knowledge. So having both sides is very, very beneficial, because you become much more well-rounded dealing with both having sympathy and compassion. And also, though, you have to be tough on the hard crimes that are coming in here. In order to prevent crimes, sometimes you've got to keep some of these people who
That's right.
are not drug addicts. These are people coming in here that are business people coming in here, selling drugs and
right.
bringing poison and guns and violence to our neighborhoods. I am not tolerating that. In the meantime, I am making our community safer, hopefully secured. And I'm hoping that people feel that if they need help, that we're here to give the help before it leads to a bad situation. And that's why
this is so much. Call you.
Yes.
You're accessible. I see you and you see me. We're out a lot. We're in
we're
the
out a lot, yep.
Right.
We're
and
out
I think that has opened another avenue for people to directly see you, talk to you, call you. I mean, I won't get into a lot of specifics, but there was a situation with a handicapped person. I said, well, call the DA. They got a state police unit there. Call. And no, there wasn't that relationship. They didn't call. You make it. People want to talk to you. They don't.
You make yourself accessible. You know, I mean, trust me, these weeks are long for me. You know, it's not just I'm in the office from, 8 till 6 o'clock at night. In most days, but I have after hours meetings everywhere within
I know
day, on the weekends, my Saturday and Sundays. Luckily, my wife works for Congressman Neal, so the two of us, we are in the public sector, so a lot of these events they cross sect with us, so we get to attend those. But anybody who knows me knows that I've been out everywhere and I've met with most of the community from, again, I go all the way down from Sheffield to Clarksburg. So I'm at all those events. I'm at the coffee hours in the morning. Sometimes they're early mornings. I'm up at 6 and on the road by 7. Other days I don't get home till midnight. These are long weeks, but at the same time, too, the reward that we get out of this is seeing that the people are seeing a change and they're seeing a pattern.
Right.
They feel safer. They feel more optimistic. They see that going down the road, that we have a plan and a pattern. And again, I said from the beginning that this is really going to take a few terms to do this. I'm very pleased with the first 2 years, but there's a lot more that I have in my bag of tricks, so to speak, of what I want to do. Going forward, because these 2 years have gone by incredibly fast. I think the older you get, the years go by faster anyway. But I think that it's gone by real fast. And we've accomplished, I'm very proud of what we accomplished, but there's just so much more that I have planned for. And, we'll have more to do. And I want to keep that optimism going in the county.
Well, I think, too, what you're doing, even with Stacy, going out, outreach. I mean, think about when you were there, even. Their outreach. Are you?
I know. We didn't do outreach. When I was a prosecutor in the 80s and 90s, I went to court, I prosecuted cases, and I went home. You know, though I decided to start the kids' place. So I was a little unique and did something different. But most times, no, we our job was to be in the office, go to court, come back, prosecute cases. But I realized that this job, and the reason why. When everybody was convinced me to try to run, and boy, they really tried to push me hard to do it. And I finally shut my business down and decided to run. The reason why I did that is because of Berkshire County, because of the people that are out there. I know what we can do. I know the programs that we can establish. Yeah. And I know that our community gives back So I felt we could do these kind of things. I would only do this job if I could have the availability to do these other programs that most people don't know we're doing or don't see what we're doing, unless it comes into your wheelhouse. My fraud, then you'll know. If you the stores obviously throughout the county know what I'm doing. Stores in Massachusetts across the state know what I'm doing because they're implementing the programs that I'm developing for organized retail crime. And I'm investing in a lot of trainings. I'm sending my lawyers and my staff to various locations throughout the country to learn what other people are doing somewhere else, because we're not going to reinvent the wheel. I take programs. I took the Kids' Place. I took that from Huntsville, Alabama, and the program they had there. So we take the ideas, and we don't reinvent the wheel, but we use this programming. So it's very important for me to be out nationwide, bringing our people trained and bringing things back to the Berkshires that give us some innovative new ideas of how we can do things in our community. Because most places I go to are similar to what the Berkshires are like, which is still a very rural but yet urban center. So it's very unique. And I try to get locations like Huntsville, Alabama was just like that. Like right. We had GE, they had NASA, but they were the rolling hills of northern Alabama. Their geographics was almost identical. A lot of engineers, as we had had in the 70s and 80s. So it was, I saw how the Kids' Place developed there. I brought it here. I'm doing that nationwide now, trying to bring programming back to the Berkshires because I'm going nowhere. I've lived here. I want to live here the rest of my life. I love the Berkshires, but I want to bring as much energy, enthusiasm, and positive vision to the Berkshires as it relates to public safety, and so that people can feel good about their community, because we really should. We live in a beautiful place.
Yeah, and you, I don't know how to say this, but you're young enough to read the trends and the change. If you get an opportunity to read this book, Anxious Generation, it's really and truly, it's the teenagers of today. Not us. We can't compare. In my house, the phone was on the wall.
Right.
My house, everybody in my circle of friends knew do not call between 5 and 6 because we didn't answer. We had supper.
Yeah, that's right.
But
it's a different time. It's a different time. And you got to, but it's not just me being aware of that. I surround myself and I put it in the office.
Your whole team.
Yeah, the team. And it's a diversified team. It's a very diversified team. So that, age wise and whatnot. So we're getting, trying to get people to understand each generation that comes up and what the issues they're facing, the issues they're dealing with. They're not the same issues you and I dealt with, because we were outside in the streets playing and stuff, because we went home when the streetlights came on. But nowadays, there's phones, there's TVs, there's all there's computers, there's the internet. We didn't have phones. Even I was the first as an ADA, I had a beeper. I didn't have a phone, and we used pay phones when we had our beepers. It's just a different time. But you, in order to do it right, you have to bring into your office people from diversified backgrounds and people from different ages. So people that work here work from the ages 22 up until, I think I'm probably the oldest, 64. But,
if you really need an old person, let me know.
You're a young fellow.
Plato was a year behind me and Socrates was a year ahead of me. but seriously, in fairness to you, D.A. Shagru and Stacy, the outreach, you are going after not low hang, you're going after the tough ones, in fairness to you, because as I pointed out, near and dear to my heart is what you're doing with the seniors and also with the disabled.
Yeah.
And the youth. Now, those are my three clicks.
They're the vulnerable people. That's a vulnerable population. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to protect.
Yeah. And you're doing it, though. You're not just talking about it. I understand. And I have to say this, too. I've interviewed Sheriff Bowler. He's on this week, too. What they're doing at that jail, it truly is a house of corrections first.
Right.
And then an incarceration jail second. I've been all over the world. I've seen jails that, honest to God, this is a true story. In Haiti, I came out of the jail went back to my hotel room, stood in the hallway, stripped down, left my clothes there to include my shoes because I wouldn't bring it into the room. Got a plastic bag, brought it up, and threw it in the dumpster. So believe me when I tell you, these people in this county, the DA, the sheriff, and all the law enforcement, why? Because we have a central purpose now. They all focus. They have a coach. If I call him a quarterback, but he wants to be a coach.
Yeah. Well, the sheriff, I gotta commend the sheriff. He was one of the people that really pushed me to come back and go back to prosecution. Of course, you know, my daughter's a prosecutor in Salem, Massachusetts. Yeah. She works in Essex County, so that kind of get my bug back going again with the prosecutor. But the sheriff really pushed me back. And I said to him, the only way I would do it is if, you know, I knew what he was doing in this programming, that we could work together and continue to do the programming. And he was a big part of this past weekend, too, for the law enforcement. And the sheriff is everywhere. He's you see him out like you see me out. He does a great job. And the program that's going on within that jail, you know, the House of Correction is not like the state prison system where we're incarcerating the bad people. The House of Correction is a jail of rehabilitation. And the sheriff spends a lot of time on rehabilitation in that jail, training people in the print shop so you can get out of here with graphic design training.
Yeah.
And the agriculture,
the fish, the tilapathy, the cabbage, and all that.
It's
lettuce.
He's doing a great job. And most importantly, he's trying to make sure when people get back in the community that we give them enough time, and it takes a few days to get them hooked up with services and medications and whatnot, and getting them reintegrated into society by getting housing and getting them jobs and helping them get back so that they're productive. If we don't do that, they go back to where the drugs were. They go back to what happened because it's the easy path of resistance. You end up back with somebody doing drugs or doing drugs, they may commit a crime. So the investment into individuals and recovery is so significant because it does stop recidivism and it does help us keep the crime rate down by being able to help people, give them the tools to succeed afterwards once we've gotten them clean. And sometimes jail is necessary because it's either that or you die with an overdose on the streets, and we don't want to see that happen.
People forget that.
I can't forget. I read the overdose deaths.
I know.
Suicide every day, and it's disheartening. And I see all the unintended deaths. You know, like I said, my days. Like everybody else, I don't have a weekend off. I'm getting messages and getting investigations going all the time. But it's what I signed up for, and I'm happy about it because I think we are making the steps and the progress. You've got to go all into this job, or it can't get done the way it needs to get done. And we're all in. This whole office is all in. You come here on a Saturday, Bill, you're going to see half my staff in here voluntarily coming in to work on a Saturday or Sunday because they care about the community. They care about their cases. They care about getting the convictions or in the community engagement stuff. They care about how can we make someone's life better in the community. And that's why I sought out and looked for Stacey Parsons because I knew of her. I knew who she was. I'd never met her before. And we sought her out with Julia because Julia was getting promoted. We found Stacey, and I've been more than pleased. I've been ecstatic about the quality that I've received with her work and what she is doing. And I don't know anyone in the county who doesn't know Stacey Parsons, who doesn't know what a tremendous person she is and what an asset she is to this office. So I'm lucky to have that because we said this earlier, and I'll say it again.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with me. It's the people I'm surrounding myself. You know, I remember that I was talking about JFK. When JFK was president, what he did, he got the boldest and the brightest, and he surrounded himself with that. That is sort of the Tony Roberto did that in 1979, 80. And that's what we're doing here is bringing in the best and the brightest to come into this office and do a great job. And I'm very proud in these 2 years. We're still shorthanded. We can use 5 more lawyers. I'm going to D.C. at the end of the month to do a job fair, try to promote some more people to come back to the
Virgin.
Yeah, because we just need some more quality lawyers because the numbers are down since COVID with law school. So we're trying to get some more young lawyers coming to the Berkshires. So, and we got to promote the Berkshires because people don't realize the tremendous cultural activities that we have out here. It's not just for people over 50. There's a lot of things going on. You look up at North Adams for, the Fresh Grass Festival and all the things that are happening up there with Mass Mocha and the Hotel Taurus with Wilco and the stuff they're doing. They're bringing a lot of the kids in the 30s and 40s into our community, which is what we really need. they're the people that we want to come back to the Berkshires. And you know, because for a while there, after GE left, we had an exodus from the Berkshires. We need to bring them back. And I think if we give them the quality of life that I want to give them, we'll see more and more people come back. And I think you're seeing that in all the leaders throughout the county.
Everybody's out working at Coakley, you know, with the city. He's trying to bring in new business, young people. And I, you know, I when I retired, my wife, we could have settled anywhere in the world, really. Right. My friends in the Philippines that wanted us to go over there. But this is home. You know, I just really, that's why I try to support you and all the sheriff and all the people, Tommy, the chiefs, and because they are busting their butts to make this the beautiful place it is, free of this nonsense. Right. Right. And we're running out of time. I just want to say, Stacy, I'm always here for you. And he knows that because I've called him at 10 o'clock at night on one. He was at a murder investigation or something up in one of the
towns. Yeah.
But I truly am. I want to be as supportive as I can of all your efforts and whatever you need to do.
Yeah, thank you. We'll keep you updated. I know we've got a lot in the pipeline right now. Just a couple of things. You know, we're doing a hate crimes reporting workshop with the FBI at the end of the month.
Oh, cool.
For nonprofits and faith leaders. So we're putting that together. We have a retail fraud summit that's coming together. I'm in some early conversations with Berkshire Regional Planning about some youth conferences. Also so we have a pretty packed calendar, and that's in addition to the work we're doing with Kids Place to get in to the schools and everybody who's reached out and getting those classes booked for the middle schools, but also supporting all of the parent nights and then the training requests that are coming in.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, Stacy, just self-promoting. I donated my first two books about managing violent youthful offenders. They're in your library.
They're in right behind me.
Yeah. The only thing that resonates with me before we go, especially with teenagers, if I had a dollar for every kid in one way or another who said nobody ever listened to me, you know, and I think of that song from The Mechanics, you can listen as well as you hear. And it's really true. A lot of people, they really aren't listening. And if you do, and the other thing that listening to what you both have said brought it to mind, because I don't remember where I parked the car. So, you know, bringing some. And that is, don't threaten, act. Every one of these been threatened all their lives. And they used to laugh. They thought it was a joke. When it came into the joint. They say, if you do X, you'll be locked up. Yeah, right. Then they got locked up. So there you go. Folks, we are fortunate. We are lucky. We are blessed to have this crew in the DA's office under the direction and leadership of DA Shagrew. It came at the right time, in my humble opinion. Thank you guys so much. I'll schedule you for next month. Don't take that as a threat. and for my people out there, and for Tim and Stacy, God bless. And today, try to lift somebody's load. Make them smile. Give them a call if you know somebody. Say hi. Wave. And remember, we're all in this together. So let's come together and help each other. I am so sick of the vitriol and the hatred. Let's go back to the people we were before all this started. Thanks, guys.